Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day for people to go back and look at the Constitution of the United States, see what it has said, and see if there is any substance at all or any support at all for the very surprising and very divided, I will say, decision by the Colorado Supreme Court about Trump's name being stricken from the ballot, even for the primary election that's coming up in Colorado. This is a huge question. It is more pressing than any of the other legal cases against President Trump, and there is some hope that it will be decided by the Supreme Court well in time for Trump to get put back on the ballot. In fact, the Supreme Court of Colorado that said he has no right to run for president because why? Because he participated in, in fact, led an insurrection that tried to overcome the will of the people, the will of democracy, the decision by the government. He tried to do that with his leading the riots on January 6th. And again, there's so many issues here. One thing about this decision and about a prior decision by a lower court judge in Colorado was that they said there was no doubt that President Trump had participated in an insurrection. There's a very strong point that was made by former federal judge J. Michael Luttig. Now, Judge Luttig is someone that most conservatives have admired for a very long time. At the time that President Bush appointed Justice Alito and he appointed John Roberts as the Chief Justice of the United States, J. Michael Luttig's name was right there as one of the leading conservative jurists in the country. And he is actually surprisingly taking an open position on this issue of Trump's eligibility to run for president. We will get to that in just a moment. We'll also be speaking with Michael Rubin of the American Enterprise Institute about what is going on with the Houthi rebels and their threats to shipping in the Red Sea, something that may involve a huge naval armada involving the United States and many of our crucial allies. And what will that armada do? Will that take off on shutting down the Houthi pirates? And that's what they are. We will be talking about that. We'll also be talking about some unbelievable polls, and there are a series of them that show people really don't like Jews very much. Sorry, it's what is here. And the 1 in 5 young Americans believes the Holocaust is a myth. And most young Americans believe that Jews should be treated as oppressors and Israel should cease to exist and be given to Hamas. That's a majority of young Americans. What does that show about our political future or the political future of hate crimes or hate speech in the United States? We will get to that. We will be talking to Henry Olson of the Ethics and Public Policy Center about why it is that non-whites, who have been such a dependable group of voters, group of the electorate for Democrats for years, are leaving Joe Biden. And we'll be talking to Professor John Yoo, one of the leading conservative scholars of the law in the entire country. He's a professor at University of California Law School in Berkeley. But we'll talk to Professor Yoo about the Colorado Supreme Court decision and what the likely future is supposed to be concerning that. Here is what Justice Luttig, Judge Luttig, a conservative jurist, now retired, had to say when he was on Morning Joe today, this morning. Listen.
Joe, let me touch on two things first. One, this is not a political question. And the decision of the Colorado Supreme Court is not a political decision. This is a question and a profoundly important question of constitutional law. Second, as to the discussion about the implications of yesterday's holding for Jack Smith's prosecution, these matters are entirely separate. If the Supreme Court decides to take this case or another under the 14th Amendment question, it's the court's resolution of that decision will have nothing whatsoever to do with Jack Smith's prosecution of the former president, because as one of your panelists said, Jack Smith did not charge the former president under 18 U.S.C. section 2383, which is the criminal statute that prohibits insurrection or rebellion against the United States. Now, Joe, as to your questions about the decision and the implications, George Conway is a brilliant a lawyer in his own right, and so I don't need to comment on his comments to you earlier this morning. But yes, George was surprised, but I was not surprised at all. Based upon the objective law in this instance, the 14th Amendment and Section 3, I never had any doubt in the world that when the first court to address the issue, and that is this court yesterday in Colorado, that court would hold that the former president had engaged in an insurrection or rebellion against the Constitution of the United States.
And what they are saying in a 4-3 decision by the Colorado Supreme Court is that the fact that he engaged in that insurrection means that he violated his oath to defend the Constitution. And by the way, it's very crucial in this what the actual words of the Section 3 of the 14th Amendment say. And we will get to that, of course. But what this means is that if this decision is not overturned by the Supreme Court of the United States, and I think it's most likely that it will be, but if it is not overturned, that only impacts the state of Colorado. And Colorado is not a state that Trump was expecting to carry anyway. He lost Colorado by 13 points. It's been a very long time since Republicans have made Colorado into a swing state. It's one of those states that's gone overwhelmingly Democratic. And so this is not going to kill his chances for president. What would kill his chances for president is if they use the same legal arguments in states like Arizona and Georgia, where this same argument has come up. And those are states that Trump needs to carry in order to win in November of next year. If you have a strong opinion about this particular case, or particularly about the idea that Jews are classified as oppressors and that Israel should be, quote, given back to the Palestinians, you can give us a call. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. We're also going to be speaking, as I mentioned, about this fact that in the upcoming election, non-whites, so-called, including increasing numbers of Latinos, are moving toward President Trump and the Republicans. Why is that the case? And what about that immigration issue that is so bitterly untended? There's a column in the New York Post that says that Biden is deliberately trying to wreck border security because he wants a massive new amnesty for illegal immigrants. Is that true? We'll get to that and much more coming up on a busy day here on the MedVet Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
MedVet Show, just to alert you that we just put up a brand new podcast, which I taped earlier this morning, It's on our Substack channel, which is michaelmedved.substack.com. This is part of a series, part four of a series of 10 podcasts that we're going to do. These are podcasts about the myths, mistakes, and misunderstandings, and outright lies about the origins of the Middle East conflict. This one is about that fiction that you hear out there all the time, that the state of Israel was a colonial European project that was intended from the beginning to drive Palestinian people away from their homes, to destroy the existing nation of Palestine, which, by the way, never existed. And then, that's just a little spoiler alert. And basically to create a Jewish majority state or segment of a state that never before existed. Now, this is a lot of it nonsense, but to understand why and how it is, please go to our Substack channel, that michaelmedved.substack.com, and you can click on this new podcast of the series. There's also a written version of the same that's also up at podcast. michaelmedved.podcast.com. Okay, meanwhile, there is a great deal of discussion about the court case that could end up changing the entire shape of this election, because they have to come back by the first week in January with some kind of resolution of this. Otherwise, there will simply be no way for Trump to get on the primary ballot, which is what they're talking about in Colorado. I believe the dateline is January 7th or January 8th. And the Judge Luttig, who we were talking about before, he was also interviewed by Jordan Rubin. And Jordan Rubin asked him to ask the natural follow-up, do you have any inkling about how the Supreme Court might look at this issue? And Judge Luttig says, I would only say this. All that any of us are able to do is evaluate the positive objective law, in this instance, the Constitution and Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. Under the plain, clear terms of Section 3, the former president would be disqualified from holding the presidency again, specifically for the reason that his plan and effort and attempt to overturn the 2020 presidential election and remain in power, notwithstanding that the American people had voted to confer the powers of the presidency on Joe Biden, constitutes a clear violation of the executive vesting clause in the Constitution, which prescribes that a president will hold office only for a four-year term, unless and until he is reelected to the presidency by the American people. The former president's effort to overturn the election and remain in power is precisely what constitutes a rebellion against the Constitution of the United States. That's the position that a 4-3 majority of the Colorado Supreme Court agreed with. And I think that Chris Christie, who has been, of course, bitterly critical of President Trump and has indicated on this show that, no, he would never even consider a selection by President Trump of Chris Christie to be his running mate as vice president. And that's not a ticket you're going to see. Chris Christie had this to say, and I think it's a very smart position for Christie to take. And I think in many respects it's correct. Here is the former governor of New Jersey, Clip 7.
But let me just say, so I can't comment on the opinion itself, because I want to read it first. But what I will say is this. I do not believe Donald Trump should be prevented from being president of the United States by any court. I think he should be prevented from being president of the United States by the voters of this country. That's what I think. And I don't believe that it's good for our country if he's precluded from the ballot by a court. Like, it's bad for the country if that happens. Now, The other reason I believe that is because, you know, he will have had to incite insurrection, be a part of an insurrection, for him to be excluded. There's been no trial of him on that. And while I have very strong feelings about that, as you know, I also have very strong feelings in the fact that people in this country deserve to have a trial before rights are taken away from them and deserve to have a decision by a jury of their peers before rights are taken away from them.
Look, I find myself in almost total agreement with Chris Christie. I do think it would be a very bad thing for the country if this decision by the Colorado Supreme Court were endorsed by the U.S. Supreme Court. Could it be endorsed by the U.S. Supreme Court? Well, yes, it could. And I'll tell you why. Aside from the fact that there are three members of the court, plus Justice Alito and Justice Roberts and Justice Clarence Thomas, despite the fact that there is a clear court majority appointed by Republican presidents, three of the six members who are on the Republican side generally, the conservative side generally, three of those people were appointed by Donald Trump. And yes, it would be hard to imagine them voting to keep him from the ballot. However, and there's a big however, is all three of the people appointed by Donald Trump, and one of the reasons that I thought they were such good appointments, solid appointments, they're originalists. They are people who believe that the Constitution means what it says. And when the Constitution says what it does about the disqualification of Trump from being on the ballot, and the language is pretty clear, The people, the judges so far who have argued on the other side have relied on technicalities which clearly do not correspond to the intentions of the people who wrote this Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. The section reads, "No person shall be a senator or representative in Congress or elector of president and vice president or hold any office, civil or military, under the United States or under any state, who, having previously taken an oath as a member of Congress or as an officer of the United States or as a member of any state legislature or as an executive or judicial officer of any state to support the Constitution of the United States, shall have engaged in insurrection or rebellion against the same, or given aid or comfort to the enemies thereof." Now, the question really here is not why did they not mention President of the United States specifically when they talk about any office, civil or military. I think the presidency is included. Meanwhile, the Houthi war, we'll talk about how that's going and more coming up.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only four missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
U.S. USA News Update. The government in Iceland says in a statement it does not believe this week's volcano eruption will present a threat to life. Authorities say lava flowing from the volcano south of Reykjavik appears to be moving away from a nearby town. While world leaders discuss the prospects for peace in Gaza, there's a new confirmation about Hamas using a Gaza hospital to house terror cells. An interview with the manager of the recently seized Kamal Adwan Hospital hit the social media giant X yesterday. In it, the hospital manager detailed how Hamas kept terrorist leaders as well as fighting men safe inside the hospital during the height of the battle against Israel. Former President Trump's attorneys will quickly appeal a state Supreme Court's ruling to remove his name from the presidential primary ballots in Colorado. Corey Myers, USA News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
And war is breaking out everywhere. I mean, we all know about the war in Gaza. We all know about the war in Ukraine. Now there is a war in the Red Sea, or at least a prospect of one, because of the Houthi rebels supported by Iran, also supported, according to Gordon Chang, and I believe Gordon Chang, also supported very conspicuously by the Chinese communists. With all of that going on and attacking ships transiting the Red Sea with drones and ballistic missiles, there is a real prospect today of the United States assembling a coalition of nations and striking back. What is going on? What needs to go on? Nobody better to speak to than Michael Rubin, who is a senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute. He is a former Pentagon official who has lived in post-revolution Iran, Yemen, and both pre- and post-war Iraq. He has also spent time with the Taliban before 9/11. He's done all this for you, by the way. And Michael Rubin with the American Enterprise Institute, always a pleasure to talk to you, but these are not encouraging circumstances. Is it likely that the United States is going to put together this coalition of naval forces to defend the shipping in the Red Sea?
Short answer is yes. And remember, this is just around the corner, a couple hundred miles away from where we used to have a joint international task force to counter Somalia's piracy. So this has been done before. That said, we're talking about drones and missiles and not speedboats and haphazard pirate ships. There's something else going on here, Michael, however. You brought up China. You brought up Iran. But you also need to bring up India. And the reason is that, and this is another angle, actually, to the Iran story. It's not just about terrorism in Gaza. If you remember at the G20 summit on September 9th in New Delhi, they announced a new corridor that would go from India and to the Middle East and then on to Europe. That corridor bypassed Iran, and Iran hoping that it would be the pivotal nation in the corridor and get the billions of dollars worth of transit. What Iran is doing by activating the Houthis is blocking the competition, if you will, to basically say, hey, you're not going to work with us. You're not going to work with others either. So there's a lot of angles going on here right now. And don't forget, Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps not only supports terrorism, they run Iran's economy.
Okay, given the situation that we're at, we've been very lucky so far, or our military forces have been very well prepared. So far, we have not had Americans killed by any of these Houthi attacks, have we?
No, we have not. And it's
so how does it change if that happens? I mean, because it's conceivable, isn't it, that they would inflict some American casualties, assuming they continue these attacks on shipping and the naval forces in the area?
Yeah, absolutely. It's conceivable the Iranians could get a lucky shot. Remember that in the 2006 Hezbollah-Israel war, Hezbollah crippled an Israeli ship with a Chinese 802, which has a range of about 100 miles. The Bab al-Mandab, which is the strategic choke point at the bottom of the Red Sea, is only about 18 miles wide, so fully within range of these anti-ship missiles. So they could certainly be lucky. The question is whether we would do more than bomb. And I don't foresee any situation in which we would put boots on the ground in Yemen. Yemen is extraordinarily difficult. It's got a topography like Afghanistan's.
The CNBC is reporting that shippers have already diverted over $80 billion in cargo from the Red Sea amid fears of attacks. Who pays for that money?
Everyone pays for that. Remember that about 10%, less than 10% of the world's oil and gas that's shipped by sea goes through the Bab al-Mandab, because you can't get to the Suez Canal without going through the Bab al-Mandab first. And so we might say, hey, look, if we only drilled for gas and oil in Alaska and Texas and the Gulf of Mexico, we wouldn't worry about this. But the prices are all interlinked. On top of which, even if the ship isn't hit, the insurance rates are passed on to all the consumers across the globe. So what we're going to see is a problem with number one, and then because Egypt depends on the Suez Canal trade to the tune of around $90 billion, if ships aren't going across the Suez Canal, suddenly Egypt, the world's largest Arab country, is in danger of economic implosion. This is why sort of there's a ticking clock on the resolution to this. But the Biden administration is simply playing defense. And one other quick point, Michael. Our ships in the U.S. Navy have to spend as much time in port getting regular maintenance as they do at sea. If we're simply sending ships into the region, then ultimately those ships aren't online down the line when we have a real crisis in Taiwan or in the Black Sea or anywhere else.
Well, this is one of the powerful arguments for developing deeper and more advanced naval resources, which is crucial. There's an editorial in the Wall Street Journal today that says that part of what has happened here is the collapse of U.S. deterrence. The idea that beginning with the horrible withdrawal from Afghanistan that was so poorly handled and made the U.S. look weak, The Houthis, who after all are not a major world power, lost the idea that, hey, if we mess with the United States, we pull Uncle Sam's beard, we're going to get struck. They didn't believe that anymore. Is there more reason that they should take that threat seriously?
No, you're absolutely right, and you put your finger on the real problem. You know, I was giving a lecture in Somalia not long ago, and people asked me, when is the United States going to talk to Al-Shabaab, which is the Al-Qaeda affiliate there? And I said, no, what do you mean? Why would we talk to them? And they said, well, you talk to the Taliban. If you talk to the Taliban, why wouldn't you talk to Al-Qaeda? It's all the same thing. And so the Houthis are absolutely counting on the fact that the United States doesn't have the staying power. We don't have the attention. We always give up and go home. But let's also keep in mind, the Houthis are not an independent actor. They are the tentacle of the octopus, and the head of the octopus is the supreme leader of Iran. The other tentacles are Hamas, Hezbollah, the Iraqi militias, some in Syria. The Iranians are playing games with us right now, and we are purposely avoiding the policy analysis that might to respond to where the problem lies.
We're speaking with Michael Rubin, a senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute, about the increasing problems in the Red Sea with world shipping that has an economic threat and obviously a national security threat to the United States of America. He also has written very provocatively about a two-state solution. No, not in Israel. A two-state solution somewhere else. We will talk about that. Also talk about the new offer by the Israeli government of a new ceasefire in return for the release of, they say, about 36 more hostages that are still being held by Hamas. One of the problems with the hostages who are still being held, over 100 of them, some of them are held by a different group, by the Palestinian Islamic Jihad. So what happens next with getting some of those hostages home? Obviously, tremendous political pressure on the government of Israel and, yes, the government of the United States. We will be right back with Michael Rubin of American Enterprise Institute.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America. This is The Michael Medved Show.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II and, yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day, plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
City sidewalk, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air, there's a feeling of Christmas.
And on the Michael Medved show, yes, in the air there may be a feeling of Christmas, but there's also a feeling of potential attack by the Houthis with drones and rockets and missiles. The this is all astonishing, frankly, and it's very, very worrisome. Let me talk to you about something else that you just wrote about. And it's one of those things that you're bound to get people's attention. We're putting this column at our website at michaelmedved.com. You say we need a two-state solution, but you don't have Israel in mind here. You have in mind Turkey. Why does Turkey, Michael Rubin, who's a senior fellow at American Enterprise Institute, where you specialize in Iran, Turkey, and the broader Middle East, why does Turkey need a two-state solution?
Well, Michael, I was basically responding to President Erdogan of Turkey's hypocrisy. Whatever he is accusing Benjamin Netanyahu and Israel of is actually projection, because Israel has reacted to the Palestinians with much more restraint than Turkey has actually responded to its Kurds. Now, Erdogan says Hamas is a terrorist group. They want elections. He ignores the fact that staged a coup in 2007 in order to consolidate power. Well, the Kurds have won elections in Turkey only to be removed from power so that Erdogan's own political party can be put in. And I basically say, look, upon time, the Kurds had a peace process with Erdogan's predecessor. Erdogan's backed out on all the promises, and therefore, if Turkey wants to talk with any moral authority, perhaps we need to apply the same standards to Turkey itself and give the Kurds freedom. More Kurds have been killed by the Turkish army than Palestinians have been killed by the Israeli army in the entire history of the Arab-Israeli conflict.
How many Kurds do they estimate have been killed by Turkish forces?
They estimate between 40 and 60,000.
Wow. Wow. And, again, this is one of those things where when you talk about the history of a nationality and of a separate nation, there is a more documentation about the distinctive Kurdish culture and nationality than anything that's out there about the history of, quote, Palestine. Am I right?
Well, you're absolutely right. The Palestinian national sense came into existence as a reaction to the growth of Zionism and the Israeli state. Up to, 100 years ago, let alone even just 60 or 70 years ago, many so-called Palestinians considered themselves actually Syrian. And so this notion that there's a single unitary Palestinian identity is nonsense. Before 1967 in the Six-Day War, Egypt controlled the Gaza Strip. Jordan controlled the West Bank. And this notion that even the Palestinians today in the West Bank and Gaza have the same political culture is just nonsense.
Well, and also during that nearly 20 years in which Egypt and Jordan controlled this territory, which had been part of the original UN partition for a Palestinian state, it was controlled by Arab countries for 19 years without even a single move in the direction of an independent Palestine.
No, you're absolutely right. And what most people don't realize is Yasser Arafat, who founded the Palestine Liberation Organization, was actually an Egyptian army officer. He wasn't actually from the Palestinian areas himself. So, this idea initially was an external idea which took root. That said, today, it really has taken root. The issue is whether it's taken root in as it exists in the imagination of some diplomats in American university campuses versus the way it's taken root in reality in this region, where, again, the existence in Gaza and the West Bank are in sharp divergence to what many people imagine. You know, most people don't realize that before the most recent war began in October 2023, Gaza Strip had a higher life expectancy than India or Brazil. It had lower infant mortality than both of those countries as well. And while people say that Gaza is dense, the city of Tel Aviv, where they launched missiles at, actually is twice as dense as Gaza.
And the idea about the life expectancy, that's actually something that I have been writing about. And it's only a very slight difference between the life expectancy at birth in Gaza and the United States. It's lower than Israel, but the United States life expectancy of 76 years, very comparable to what they have in Gaza. Okay, speaking of Gaza, the Erdogan, the strong man of Turkey, says the world expects the United States to stop Israel. What does stop mean?
What Erdogan wants to do is have the United States snatch defeat from the jaws of victory. And if Hamas survives, then Hamas will come back with a vengeance. They will claim victory. What Hamas could do and what the people could do if they want to move forward is simply release all the hostages and then sue for peace. Israel doesn't want to control them. But that said, in the Israeli calculation, more people died, more Jews died on October 7th than died in the entire Israeli occupation of the Gaza Strip. To a terrorist group to survive would be policy malpractice. It would be as much policy malpractice as if we decided to give the Islamic State a way out or humanitarian corridors. And again, as I've told you before, I've traveled to Mosul. I've traveled to Raqqa, which is a city in Syria that was the Islamic State capital. You think the urban warfare was bad in Gaza? Wait till you see those cities. And those cities were destroyed by the Americans.
And that was, of course, during a previous struggle. Jerusalem Post reporting that Hamas leaders have been holding a secret meeting in Turkey. Why Turkey?
Well, look, when Hamas, they have their own little axis of evil. Turkey gives them diplomatic support. Many of them carry Turkish passports so that they can move around. And logistical support. Remember, Turkey shipped explosives to the Gaza Strip. It was intercepted by Israel right before the war broke out. that gets financing from Qatar. They actually train sometimes in Malaysia. Where do you think the paragliders trained that were launched on October 7th? And, of course, the head of the Octopus is actually Iran itself. We need to recognize that Iran represents Shiite extremism. Turkey today represents Sunni extremism. It's the yin and yang, and Turkey, frankly, is in the 21st century what Saudi Arabia was in the 20th century with regard to the spread of extremism.
That's extraordinarily important. Please join us in reading and learning from some of the recent postings by Michael Rubin, a senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute, who is always informative and important with the perspective that he brings to the show. We posted some of his recent pieces, including Why Iran is Going on the Offensive, and Did North Korea Play a Role in Hamas Terrorism? That's all available at michaelmedved.com. Coming up, we're going to be talking more about President Biden reacting to the decision by the Colorado Supreme Court. It's not a decision that applies to anywhere other than Colorado right now, to keep Donald Trump off the ballot. It's interesting that even Chris Christie, who is very critical of Trump, does not believe that it should be up to a court to keep him on the ballot. And what about the new charges from Jack Smith? They're not formal charges, but he has just detailed more evidence that he plans to introduce at Trump's upcoming trial. And that, we'll remember, will be the first serious trial concerning felonies with which President Trump has been charged. We will talk about that and whether the Jack Smith information has any impact on the claim of a disqualification under Section 3 of the 14th Amendment of the Constitution. That and the idea that one in five young Americans believes the Holocaust was only a myth. That and more coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Sign up today for the free MedVid newsletter with new columns, commentaries, and movie reviews. Go to michaelmedved.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.